USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats are unhappy with the executive action President Trump took yesterday to deal with the economic fallout from the pandemic. Following days of negotiations between Democrats and administration officials that didn't show any progress. Now several Republicans are also critical. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse calling the theory behind the orders unconstitutional. Around 250,000 people in Sturgis, South Dakota for the annual motorcycle rally there. Many say that it's a concern because it could spread the coronavirus. This man says,
I'm glad. I think see in America that, you know, that we're not to be fearful.
NBC News reports Joe Biden is closing in on a decision for a running mate expected to make his choice as soon as the middle of next week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Magamall.
TheMagamall.com.
The Magamall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com.
Rescue crews say they've recovered the bodies of seven Marines and the sailor who went missing on July 30th during a training mission off the coast of Southern California. The cousin of Corporal Cesar Villanueva says the family's trying to come to terms with the tragic news.
It's more of a relief, and it's not like, you know, we're wondering where he's at. We know now, like, for sure we have answers, and obviously it's not the answer that we wanted, but, you know, it's in a way it's comforting to know that we have those answers.
The Marines and sailor had been training off the coast of San Clemente Island when the amphibious assault vehicle started flooding. There will be no college football this fall in the Mid-American Conference. It became the first Division I league to rule out sports to open the school year. The conference voting unanimously for the postponement of all fall sports, the first football subdivision conference to announce that it won't play the sport this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Most Americans surveyed believe houses of worship should follow the same coronavirus rules as everybody else. That's according to the new poll released by the Pew Research Center. The poll finds 79% surveyed believe churches, synagogues, and others should be required to follow the same rules about social distancing, large gatherings, and wearing masks. A number of coronavirus cases have been linked to places of worship since the pandemic began. And yet many states are not imposing any rules concerning those locations. From August 9, 1974, 46 years ago today, President Nixon left office, announcing that his resignation was effective the night before. In a White House farewell speech, he offered a rather revealing piece of advice.
Always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win. Unless you hate them, and then you destroy yourself.
And Krispy Kreme is showing appreciation to teachers with free coffee and donuts this upcoming week. With Educator Appreciation Week beginning on Monday, teachers can get one original donut and a regular-sized cup of drip coffee for free. They have to show their employee ID, though. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.